All right, let's go to Barbara in Sun City, Arizona. Hi, Barbara. Is the sun out in Sun City?
Yes. How are you?
Yay. Well, we got clouds up here, but then that's the Seattle area, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why we moved from there, because of the dark and dread. Anyway, I have transdermal neuralgia, and I had a episode 2 months ago, quite heavy duty, so they increased my medication, which makes me dopey. And it makes me depressed and suicidal.
What medication is that, ma'am?
It's a carpanthenine.
Carpanthenine, huh. Okay.
It's used for people that have seizures.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a carbamazepine.
Carpamazine. Okay. Yes. You don't happen to have seizures, do you?
No. But they said this is one of the best treatments for having the transgerminal neuralgia.
Okay. Well, did you say transgerminal or trigeminal?
Trigeminal.
Okay, so that's in your face then, right?
Yes, right side of my face.
Oh, my goodness, ma'am. There are a couple of publications by Indian University, that's over in India now, that show that if people took giant doses of B12, which are perfectly safe, nobody has ever died of a B12 shot, even a large one. I suppose we could die of B12 if we filled the bathtub with B12 liquid and drowned in it, but that would be about the only way. Anyway, they gave folks very large doses of that B12. What do I mean by a very large dose? Oh, my goodness, 5 to 10 cc's at a time every day. And what do you know? Their trigeminal neuralgia got a lot better. Now, back in, my goodness, must be the 1930s now. Back in the 1930s, Dr. Klenner, actually 30s and 40s, my mistake, found that if you put vitamin B1 together with vitamin B12, the B12 worked even better on neuralgia of all sorts. Nerve pain, that's all that neuralgia means. But getting back to that,
vitamin B1?
B1. But getting back to
B1,
the...
And vitamin B12, and what was the amount of the injection?
Well, it comes in 1,000 micrograms per cc, which is 1 milligram. And so what we do is just kind of load it up, and one injection has... And this is only to start, ma'am, only to start. It does not need to go on for the rest of a person's life. But we get out those larger syringes and put 3 to 5 cc's of B12 in there. And then in the other syringe over here, we only put a couple of cc's, which, and by the way, the B12 is 100 milligrams per cc, if you can get a doctor to help you with this. And we put a couple of cc's of that. So we have B12 on this side and B1 on the other side. And... the Indian publication, by the way, used B12 all by itself. That's all they used. I found it works better with the B1. But I would go to that right away, because that is not going to... And by the way, it's not going to mess with anything this carpamazine is trying to do. No way.
Yeah, good.
So you could do them at the same time. And I hope you get pleasantly surprised.
Obviously, you have to go to a naturopathic doctor to get the B12 shots.
Yes, however, there is a nice however here. Once you learn to give them to yourself, you don't have to go back to the doctor to have the shot every time. They're that safe. You can do it yourself at home. Yes.
Okay, no, that's great. Already, yeah, because I feel like, sometimes I just touch my ear and I get a little shock.
Yeah.
And it's just, it swears you out.
Oh, it's quite the tough. It's quite the tough situation. When trigeminal neuralgia hurts, it can really, really hurt. You know that.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'm glad I was able to get through to you, and I subscribed to your newsletter, and I read up on how bad the cell phone situation could be for your health. So.
Okay, well, wait for the next one. It'll tell you some things you can do about it, ma'am, besides using your cell phone, okay?
Good. Thank you so much. You're a great doctor.
Well, thank you for saying so, ma'am. I do the best I can. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
You too now.